The first aliyah of Parshas Tetzaveh has something in common with all the other aliyahs in this parsha, in that none of them mention Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's very unusual. It's the only parsha since Shmos that doesn't mention his name. And, in fact, in this aliyah, it makes it seem more deliberate, in the sense that the parsha begins V'ata Tetzaveh, as if he's being pointed to without his name being identified. And there are many suggestions as to why it is that Moshe's name is left out here. The Vilna Gaon suggested that it's associated with the fact that this parsha often falls out during Zion Adar, the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore his physical absence is being marked by his absence in terms of being referenced in the parsha. The Panei Achraza suggests it's an expression of sensitivity because this is the parsha of the Big Day Kahuna, and Moshe lost out the Kahuna to Aaron, so therefore when that's being described, he's not mentioned as perhaps a gesture of sensitivity towards him. But maybe what's most well known is the explanation of the Baal HaTurim, that this is a consequence of what he says in next week's parsha, in Parshas Ki Sisa, in the aftermath of the Chet Ha'Egel, and as part of his tfilos on behalf of the Jewish people, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if they will not be forgiven, Mecheinina Misivracha Asher Kasavta, you should erase me from this book that you have written, and therefore the previous parsha, that's past tense reference, indeed has his name erased. He's not mentioned in the parsha. And this seems, in one sense, to reflect the idea that tzaddikim should be careful with their words because they have a power even beyond their intent, and even if they make them conditional, they come true even without the condition. So on some level, his claim that his name should be erased comes true, even though the Jews were forgiven. But perhaps there is more to it. It's not necessarily a punishment per se, or a consequence of his words that were too quick, but rather quite the opposite, that here Moshe Rabbeinu was actually ready to sacrifice himself on behalf of the Jewish people, unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh in his form of leadership, and therefore it's that should be commemorated forever as a kavod to him. So in order to show just how ready he was to be erased, so there is some aspect of that, a mixus of the sense of having his name erased, and this commemorates forever his readiness to do this, and in fact this is a tremendous honor and homage to him for that gesture. We read in this aliyah about the Big Day Kahuna, the Ramban, here in his commentary and in the Melchamos to Maseches Sukkah, tells us that the creation of the Big Day Kahuna must be Lishma. The Sam Derech of Reb Simcha Tzitzel Broyd notes that it's not clear what his source is and suggests that maybe the language of L'chavar L'sifares is not simply a description but actually is the mitzvah itself. Also, he suggests that the three times the word V'yasu appears here, somewhat different forms, comes to also include an obligation to make the begadim lishma. This, in any event, is a machlokas in the Rishalmi, in the third park of Yuma. The Rambam does not include such a din, and Rav David Karliner, in his Tshuva Sheilas David, has a suffix as to what exactly the conclusion is. There's also a significant machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Kilayim in Parak Yud, that we find that the Big Day Kahuna included Kilayim in it, and the Rambam's position is that if one were to wear the Big Day Kahuna not during the Avoda, he would be subject to Malkus for wearing Shatnas. And the Ravid disagreed with this. This was a topic of a discussion in the very beginning of the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, the first Tshuvas. He takes up this Machlokus. The Rambam also was of the opinion in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that there is a positive mitzvah to wear the Big Day Kahuna. The Baha'i, quoted by the Ramban, understood differently, that it's a hechsher mitzvah for the avoda. The Ramban is somewhere in the middle. He says that really the Rambam should have listed three mitzvahs, but he doesn't necessarily make that change himself. Reb Sajagon, as interpreted by Reb Ruchem Fischel Perlo, lists this in the mitzvos of the tzibur, meaning apparently that it's a mitzvah on the community to make the Big Day Kahuna, but not necessarily a mitzvah on the Kohen to wear. Rav Asher Weiss, in his Shurim in the Sefer Merchus Asher al HaTorah, understands that it makes sense to say that it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, except in the sense that we find that the Big Day Kahuna themselves are actually Mechaper for a number of Haveros, as the Gemara points out in many places. So that makes it sound like it's a mitzvah to wear it in and of itself. There are indications that this perhaps parallels what we saw in last week's Parsha in terms of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses, where the Rambam understood that that mitzvah was really for the purpose of the Korbanos, and the Ramban saw it as an inherent obligation in order to provide a home for the Shechina. Here there's a similar pattern, and the Rambam seems to say that this is for the purpose of the Avodah, while the Ramban focuses only on Kavod and Tiferes in his description. The Behag does list a losa say to do the avoda without the begadim, but from the Rambam it sounds like this is a din in zaris and not kahuna. This is related to a chakira Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his sefer Asin Daraisa in Simin Yutes, where he raises the question of whether the begadim are specifically a din in the avoda or a din in the kahuna. In Pasuk Yud Aleph we read about the engravings on the stones, Masei Charash Eben Bituche Chosam. And here, the Gemara explains in Maseches Sota, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that since this was to be engraved and not written, so therefore they didn't use ink to write the names, but rather they put ink on top of it, and this guided the Shamir in engraving into it. And the Taz in Yerideya, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, derives from here that a press actually is considered writing for purposes of Kedusha, because since here we're trying to establish something that wasn't writing, the need to look to the Shamir seems to indicate that a press wasn't an option, because a press indeed would be considered writing, and therefore through negative inference we can understand that that would be considered writing for purposes of Kedusha. The Eliyah ends with the words, V'samsa shteha avarim al kisvo sayfod avne zikaron l'vnei Yisrael v'nosa aron eshmosam l'vnei Hashem al shteik sayfov l'zikaron. So this idea of zikaron, Rashi tells us that this is so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see the names of the Shvatim and their righteousness should be brought in front of him, and as the Sefer Chaim understands, the Rashi is emphasizing that the Zikaron was not for Aaron's Zikaron, but rather for bringing their names in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea itself reflects the dual purpose of the Big Day Kahuna that we read about in this Aliyah, that is meant to accomplish an act towards the Avoda, and also meant to have an effect on the wearer itself. And this is a notion that we find regarding Begadim in general, that they express something outwards, and they also have an internal effect on the dignity of the wearer.